Rescue workers in El Salvador say there's little chance of finding any more survivors beneath a giant landslide that buried up to 500 homes on Saturday. A magnitude 7.6 earthquake caused the slide and hundreds of smaller ones across the country. So far, at least 683 people are confirmed dead, with perhaps 500 more missing. Crews are now turning their attention to the remote countryside, where tens of thousands of survivors remain cut off from help with little food, water, or shelter. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
The huge landslide that buried part of the San Salvador suburb of Santa Tecla has quickly become a symbol of last weekend's tragedy. But 4 days have passed, and rescue experts say there's almost no hope of finding anyone still living under the debris. Bulldozers have moved in to clear the area, and health officials are now focusing on reaching people trapped in distant mountain villages. Preparing to board a helicopter for an emergency tour of the countryside, El Salvador's Minister of Health, Dr. José López Bertrán, says the magnitude of Saturday's quake has wreaked havoc on the humble stone and stick homes that dot the rural landscape.
In this kind of earthquake, they are easily come down. There are small towns which are completely destroyed, 100% of the houses. Other ones, 75%, so it's very high destruction.
Some 60,000 homes have been destroyed or damaged. From the sky above El Salvador's sparsely populated mountains, the blocked roads and wreckage are visible nearly everywhere. An army helicopter touches down in the tiny blocked-off village of Comasagua, a 10-minute flight outside San Salvador. Some 400 residents here have dragged bedding into a dusty field next to their tiny demolished homes. 29-year-old Juan Alberto Martinez has been waiting for help with the rest of the displaced. He calls the suffering nearly too much to bear.
Este sector el que estamos durante toda la noche, al aire libre porque no hay con qué cubrirse.
We've been sleeping up here at night, under the open sky, because we have nowhere else to take shelter. The wind is really whipping us, but we have no choice but to endure it. And during the night, there are aftershocks as well.
Like many of those displaced by the quake, Martinez says he and his wife and child are afraid to return to their badly damaged home. Martinez shows a reporter what remains of his house, perched on a tropical forest hillside. Rubble lies everywhere, and the downhill wall is entirely gone. Visible below are dozens more houses, half standing or completely flattened. Martinez says, ironically, he was working to reinforce his place when the quake struck without warning.
I was only able to grab my baby son and flee. Your nerves don't even give you time to consider stopping. And then the walls of the house collapsed.
Martinez says 47 people died here in Saturday's quake. Since then, Comasagua's only source of water has been a contaminated well. Though Health Minister Bertrand and other medical officials say there have been no outbreaks of disease so far, they say such lack of potable water needs to be addressed immediately. Back at the field, resident Nelly Hidalgo sits by a couple of bare mattresses laying in the dust. She says she worries about an epidemic of cholera. There are kids with diarrhea. They're sick, she says. Even I've been getting gassy, she laughs, trying to make light of the situation. Then she adds somberly, the water has truly hurt me because I haven't eaten very much. Hidalgo says her family didn't eat at all on Tuesday. To the village's relief, a second chopper soon lands, and soldiers begin scooping out rations of rice, beans, and corn to the crowd now gathered by the town cemetery. Until the blocked road out of Comasagua is cleared and new slides caused by aftershocks cease, these villagers must rely on these irregular aid missions. In the meantime, residents are picking through the remains of their homes, salvaging what they can. 7-year-old Hector Gomez was outside the village when the earthquake struck. Rushing home with his family, he discovered his house had collapsed.
Mis juguetes se perdieron. Solo un camión dejé allí.
And all my toys were lost, he says, except for my truck. El Salvador lacks the real trucks and backhoes to quickly dig out roads in these remote regions. President Francisco Flores told the nation via television on Tuesday that such equipment is a top priority for international aid, along with food, medical supplies, and tents. That aid is now pouring into the country, but officials acknowledge it could be weeks before lines of transport and communication are fully reopened. In the meantime, these relief missions will continue. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, El Salvador.